higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Laura Richardson in studio with us today.
I'm so excited.
Well, good. I love it. I always love positive energy. I think we all do. It's a little void in the world right now, it seems.
There's
so much turmoil. But yeah, so this is our happy hour. We decide to be happy. And Rosalie Robinson's going to be coming in talking about, what is she talking about today, Lexi?
The intersection of work, health, and purpose.
Yeah, that seems to be, you know, businesses are changing. They really are.
They absolutely are.
You know, I can't wait to talk with her about a couple of my thoughts. Can you see it, Danny? Do you see how business is changing?
Mm-hmm. Why, no, not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Business as usual.
Well, there's so many things, and business can be so brutal. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
It can just be so brutal.
It can be cutthroat.
You know, and it doesn't have to be. It really does not have to be. And I could tell stories that would make your hair stand on end.
Yeah, you and me
both.
Trust me. Yes.
Yeah. No, and quite truthfully, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
It's that bad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I hear you.
And so, greed is so disgusting. It really is.
It is.
And they say money really is the root to all evil. At the end of the day, you know, so often when you really get to the bottom of things, it's all about the money. And it shouldn't be. You know, when there's people's lives in the balance, it certainly should not be that. You, as a divorce attorney, have seen plenty of greed.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how I could. I couldn't be a divorce attorney. I really couldn't.
Well, you need a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet a good one.
Yes. Yeah, you do. And you just need a creative outlet. You know, because, you know, to keep everything, you know, your fresh perspective and, you know, laser accurate focus and all the things that you need to do to serve your clients. And so, you know, when you like you said, kind of buddy up against that profit motive, you know, that, you know, people just, you know, that's just the first thing that they see and the only thing that they see. You know, sometimes you have to be kind of creative to really get people to focus on the things that they really need to focus on, which are, you know, if they have kids, focus on the kids, you know, focus on what life's going to look like after all this is over, you know, and you have to live with yourself after that. And so, you know, sometimes people just, you know, they see 2 feet in front of them and to really get them to see the bigger picture is a part of what we do. And so, you know, that's
You almost almost have to have a little bit of almost like psychology degree. Do you study psychology when you were in school?
Well, a little bit. But the funny part is more and more each year, the bar associations are really incorporating a lot of the different types of experts that come in that are mental health experts to really help us to understand different personalities, different motives, how to appeal to different people to try to get to a resolution, all of those things, especially, you know, for someone like me who does mediation, you know, we study different types of personality types, which is so very, very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I've said it before, you know, I've only mediated one time and it was the last time I'll ever mediate.
Yeah.
It was brutal. It was just brutal. I lasted day two. I said, I'm out of here. Tell me what I got to sign. I'm done. I'm so done with this disgusting process.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even have, I never got an attorney until, you know, got divorced without an attorney and then went for mediation afterwards. So,
okay. I see.
It can be such a brutal process. So anyone out there that's going through it, you're in our thoughts.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And our prayers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, you know, and dating can be equally as frustrating. And I know you're a life coach and you love to talk about dating and give advice about dating. And so I always, I like these men's health things like Jimmy the Bartender. I always pull Danny into these.
Yes.
Okay,
Danny.
And the girl next door. You know the girl next door, Danny? You know who I'm talking about? Now, where'd that little thing go? Hold on a second.
I do not.
Okay. Well,
we've read these before.
Okay. Yes, I've done these for years.
They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but where do you get them?
And where do you what?
Where do you get them?
Out of Men's Health.
Oh.
I wish Rosalie was here because she'd find some of these really funny.
She is here, but I can't.
Grab her. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll get her in here. We'll get her through the secret door. So you know, Jimmy the Bartender. Okay, so he's got a married buddy that's a big flirt. Okay, and he's asking Jimmy, "What do I say without sounding self-righteous?" He says, "It's hard to ask a man to see." It says, "It's hard to ask a man to see himself the way others do, especially when a man who's busy looking at the ladies and not at himself." But there are ways to break break through. Try a game called The Ugly Truth, where you have to answer the same question honestly. So first ask him, what's my worst habit? And when he's done ridiculing your knuckle crack and your knuckle cracking, it's time to turn and ask. So then you say your piece. Do you think that's good advice from Jimmy the bartender about having a buddy who's a big flirt who's married?
Actually, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good segue into, you know, just kind of entering that conversation and really helping him to really see, you know, sometimes, you know, people need that second pair of eyes to really mm-hmm. give them a good idea of what they look like and what they're doing. And, you know, I think that's a good way as a friend, non-threatening way as a friend to really just not necessarily let them have it, but you know.
Say, hey, man, you're not cool. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Danny, here's a good question. Do you do this when you're in a bar? Do you ever judge the dudes you're drinking at the bar that are drinking at the bar with you? Do you judge them?
Well, trying to think of the last time I actually went to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But do I judge them?
Mm-hmm.
What I used to like doing, and not that I drink alone, but I like when I used to go to like a joint, a mm-hmm. tavern,
mm-hmm.
You know, a hole in a wall. I like being that guy in the corner, sipping my old fashioned or, you know, drink or and just observing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess that'd be judging.
You know that that old...
I love people watching.
Well, I think we all do to some degree, but some people are just so judgmental. They really are. You know the SNL skit, the a-holes? Snapped their gum and that, you know, it was a man and wife and they just sit around and all they do is like put down everybody else instead of looking in the mirror. And I think that you're always going to have people like that, but it's, you know.
You do, but you know, and they repel everybody else around them and they're just no fun,
yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I guess I do because I do like picking out the douches out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys that are walking around that think that, you know.
Like this guy who's married flirting with everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so here's another question. My buddy and I had a falling out. Which one of us gets the rights to our favorite bar? How does that work in men's world?
Oh, interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How would you work that out, Danny?
By how many friends that... okay, say that one more time. He's had a falling out with his friends?
Yeah, he says, my buddy and I had a falling out. Which one of us gets the rights to our favorite bar?
That wouldn't bother me one bit. I would still go.
Yeah.
I would still go. I mean, that's douchey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's douchey.
Well, I have to say, I actually have a personal story.
That's kind of wimpy.
With this. Well, you know, my niece owns the Grapevine Bar, okay? And she was married to my nephew. He passed away, but she and her husband, Ronnie, own it now and do a wonderful job running it. But when I first got divorced, that's like the family bar. Okay,
I see.
And I put the word out, you know, as the matriarch of the family, like, hey, he's not allowed in here.
Yeah, well, it's a family, but that's absolutely a different place to go where
I didn't have to run into him.
Well, that's different for me.
That's different.
Because I have a niece, you know, mm-hmm. my niece broke up with her boyfriend of, gosh, 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And they live in a small town in the Midwest. Well, and it's funny that you just said that because I remember last summer, you know, she can't go to the bars she used to go to because either he was there or his friends were there.
Uh-huh.
So she never, she goes, that what kind of sucks about the breakup is I can't go to my favorite places anymore because mm-hmm. his friends are there.
Well, see, and I wasn't going to have any of that. Like, that's my little place.
Yes,
you know, that's
absolutely.
Where I've been going for years. You know, it's the family bar. I'm sorry. You're not welcome here anymore.
Yeah.
And so, not because of me, it was not a good divorce. It was very, very ugly. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But when you have two people of the same sex, no, it's like, just keep on going.
I know. If
fine,
it's like friends. But yeah. So it's funny because that person walked in and said, to my niece, hey, how you doing, Michelle? I'll take a Miller Lite. And she's like, no. And he goes, oh, you're out of it? Okay, I'll take a Bud Light. And she said, no.
Get the hint.
what I mean is I can't serve you. You know, Bernie put the word out that, you know, that you just got to stay away.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't come here. You can't come here anymore. You're not welcome. So,
that's just the bottom line.
And I've never done anything ugly like that in my life, but that was my place.
Yeah, he just needs to put on his big boy pants and keep it moving.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other places.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Lexi.
Anytime.
But we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Still a whisper on my lips, feeling at my fingertips, it's pulling at my skin.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. This is, I have this on my iPod. What is this?
Sounds like.
I know this song.
I know it too, and I just can't think of what it is right now. I can't call it off.
Back on the Chain Gang?
Yes. Benedict, there we go. There we go.
There you go. Yes. All right, everyone. We got it now. Stay tuned. I mean, thanks, not stay tuned. Yeah, stay with us. We're coming back to the surface. All right, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Laura Richardson in studio and Rosalie Robinson. Laura, you know, when we kind of didn't give you your bio when you first jumped on the air, but she's a love coach, yes. A life coach, kind of the same thing,
kind of
right?
Same thing. Yeah, I'll take it.
You're a family law attorney and a certified advanced mediator, and if you've been practicing law in Texas for the past 13 years, and she's been licensed as an attorney in New York for the past 22 years. And Rosalie Robinson is the president and founder of Concilium Human Capital and the vice president of human resources for Mag Retail Group. She is our in-house human resources expert and has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies, and she's also an experienced PCC level executive coach with a certification from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. Always a pleasure to have you. Now both you ladies in studio. Is this the first time you're meeting?
Yes, yes it
okay,
is.
All right.
And what a pleasure.
Okay. And so you're both friends with Robin.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that you have that in common.
And I saw you went to SUNY Stony Brook. I went to SUNY Old Westbury.
Oh, wow.
That's hysterical.
We're
New Yorkers.
New Yorkers, exactly.
Well, and I was born and raised in upstate New York as well.
That's right.
And that's crazy.
And it I've never crazy. Been there.
That's okay. I'll take you. You need to go, Lexi.
I know. I've always wanted to go to New York.
Yeah.
One
yes.
day.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to get that out of your way. But you're young, you know.
You're young.
Yeah. I mean, you've got your whole life to travel. You'll get there.
Yes.
I trust that you'll get there.
Absolutely.
Well, Rosalie, today we are talking about the intersection of work, health, and purpose. So what do you want people to know about this?
You know what? I think the big thing is we spend so much time at work.
Yes.
Right? And as a society, especially in the U.S., we pride ourselves, right? We know how to work hard, play hard kind of thing. And I think a big thing is when you think about that idea of work, health, and purpose, we like to believe we have led a purposeful life, right? But a lot of times we're almost kind of on autopilot, right?
Yeah. No, I would agree.
You know, you get up, you go to work.
I find myself thinking about this more and more. I don't know why. If it's just, they say there's, you know, there's a movement, there's a change even in the stars. Everything is changing, you know. So what do you mean by purpose? What exactly do you mean by it?
So, of course, for this segment, I went out and had to look it up. Right? I said I know what I mean, but let me see what Merriam-Webster says. Merriam-Webster says purpose is defined as the reason why something is done or used. Right? So the aim or intention of something. So I'm a very faithful person, not to push my beliefs on anyone else, but I strongly believe every person has a purpose that's been ordained, right? And is predestined. So part of what happens to us is we get so focused on kind of controlling that we miss out on what that destiny may be, right? And so I think, you know, we end up living almost a mediocre life. Because we're chasing something instead of really playing to those strengths that were given to us already. And I'm going to read this quote because I love this. A coach this week gave it to me from Woodrow Wilson. He was our 28th president, and he was also the president of Princeton University. Now, you know, no small kind of accomplishments. But we are not here merely to make a living. We're here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. We are here to enrich the world, and we impoverish ourselves if we forget the errand. And I think that quote says it very succinctly, what I mean when I say purpose. We have a purpose that's not about how can I squirrel away all the money that I can make in this world. We have a purpose to share a gift, and everyone has a gift, and to make sure that it helps to make the world a better place for us collectively.
Yeah, I would agree. Purpose, you know, I don't know. I don't think, I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
No, you're not. No.
I think there's a lot of people that do nothing to help the earth. I think there's a lot of people that just take from others and the earth and don't even care about their purpose. I don't know what their purpose even is for being here. a lot of people, like seriously, that just do harm everywhere that they go, that hurt animals, that just don't even, they don't even think that deep. You know, their brain pattern, it's about like as deep as a puddle, some people, you know. And so I respectfully disagree with you. But I do think that you should have a purpose. If you're on Earth, you definitely should find out what your purpose is so that you can be a contributing human being instead of a bloodsucker.
The energy vampire?
Or an energy. Well, just, you know, to think that other people should clean up your mess. You know, take care of yourself. Take care of your own business. Take care of your own children, you know, and do no harm in the world.
Yeah, well, that's partially a Republican mindset right there. Take care of your own stuff.
Why? But when you do that, you're taking care of others. I didn't mean to make it sound like you don't help others. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
I don't think it's a political thing. I just think, you know, I was raised by two parents that were hardworking, honest, God-fearing, people that did, oh my gosh, my parents were so philanthropic. They were about as giving as you could possibly get. But I just think that people nowadays, they take so much for granted. They just take so much for granted.
I think they do to some degree. I think part of it, though, is as a society, we really don't spend time just to be, right? Mm-hmm. We're constantly like hamsters in a wheel, rushing to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, every time has to be filled in. Think about an interview. Just the art of interviewing another person who comes to you to be considered for a job. How much does the person interviewing spend talking? They should spend less than 20% of the time talking. Why? I have a curiosity, a desire to learn about you who've come to see about a job that I have. I want to see how you fit, right? Mm-hmm. But we get kind of scared of silence, right? Any silent moment, we kind of go, wait, I got to fill that in with some noise. And that distracts. That is a distracting thing. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about leading a purposeful life and you think about purpose, having meaning in what you're doing, right? It doesn't have to be so high and lofty, right? If you think about work, if I have a purpose, I get meaning out of what I do. I get this enjoyment out of it all of a sudden. I also have a different thing. It's not just about coming for the paycheck. Think about a zookeeper. Mm-hmm. Zookeeper gets paid on average $25,000 a year, right? That's not a lot of money to clean up a bunch of poop, right?
Yeah. And well, but you love what you're doing. It doesn't. It's not about the money. It should never be about the money.
I agree, but that goes to meaning. That is genuinely because I find meaning in what I do that's bigger than just myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing when you connect it to work. That's what gets you high engagement. It gets you less stress at work. It gets you higher commitment, less absenteeism. Mm-hmm. Imagine as a business owner, which you are, right? If I could increase the level of, you know, energy that's focused on what I need to have done in my business, and you're not focused on, man, then I hate this place. Mm-hmm. I got to get home.
Right.
Absolutely. Just a higher level of job satisfaction.
Exactly.
Well, you need to lead by example. Everything is a trickle down from the top, and that includes your home. Mm-hmm. You know, how you live your life. Your children are watching everything, and that apple's not bouncing very far. It's just not. And so it's so critical, you know, what you demonstrate around your children.
Yeah.
And other people, too, just your family members. You, like I said, no harm. So let me ask you this. So how does purpose intersect with work?
So, you know, as we were saying, Americans spend a lot of time at work. You know, there's studies that tout we spend about more than a third of our life is in working environment. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they put out a report every other year. The 2015 report stated that people between the ages of 25 and 54 work at least 8.8 hours a day. Okay, so that's a day. No limits on Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, right? 8.8. So when you do the math, you're like, that's a lot of time that I'm spending working, right, with these people, whether I've chosen it, fallen into it. Oh, I just needed a paycheck, so I grabbed it. And so you really, when you think about purpose and work, I spend so much time for that work to be meaningful is very important to my health. It makes a difference on my stress levels. You know, to Laura's point, it makes a difference on engagement and satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that satisfaction permeates my family life. It also permeates a lot of causes like what you talk about here every day with us, right?
Yeah.
When you talk about caring for animals in your community, the children, etc., that comes from, I also have a satisfaction now that I can kind of give something.
Mm-hmm.
If my coffers are empty, there's not much I'm going to be able to give.
Absolutely. Well, and it comes, you know, a work attitude is just, it's your attitude. It's your attitude about life. I've had every kind of job imaginable. I've done a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I really have. But I always had a good attitude.
Yes.
And I always was very very conscientious about the quality of my work.
Mm-hmm.
And remembered my mother many, many times telling me anything worth doing is worth doing well or not at all,
exactly.
You know, and that's a purpose in itself.
Yeah.
Is leaving a place better than how you found it on a daily basis, whether it's the interaction with being kind to your office, your fellow office workers, you know, or going the extra mile with a customer who's hurting, you know, and sitting down and just talking to him for a couple of minutes. I mean, you can find purpose in anything. I like to wash my windows and watch them, you know, and they're shiny afterwards. It makes me feel good, you know, rather than leave them dirty. We're meant to work and move and live and just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to, when we come back though, I want to ask you, what does this have to do with our health? And stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Laura Richardson in studio with me and Rosalie Robinson. Rosalie Robinson is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital. She has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. Today we're talking about the intersection of work, health, and purpose. And we were all over the place.
Yes.
But you know, your work and your health and your purpose are three really big subjects. All in of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about, what do you mean by your purpose? Your purpose mm-hmm. is really what you feel you're, well, I consider your purpose what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. What are you really, really passionate about? That's mm-hmm. your purpose. I read something earlier and I wish I could find it. It was about if you can't sing it, write it. If you can't write it, something. It was a great quote about mm-hmm. Discovering what your purpose is and what you're passionate about. And then we were talking about how does purpose intersect with work. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want our listeners to know about that as a HR leadership expert?
Well, you know, I think this is a great item because it came from a study with Brent D. Rosso, a PhD, and he noted that finding meaning in one's work has been shown to increase motivation, engagement, empowerment, career development, job satisfaction, as Laura had talked about, individual performance, and personal fulfillment. So, I mean, I think that is a key. Everybody's thriving mm-hmm. in some shape or fashion to really get a lot out of whatever that is that they're working on, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the day-to-day work, I work for someone else, or like you, who's an entrepreneur, I work for myself, mm-hmm. right? You want satisfaction.
But I do it for other people. I'm a very social person. I love, mm-hmm. for example, the years in the restaurant industry, I loved feeding people. Mm-hmm. I love serving people. I love keeping my restaurant. I loved keeping my restaurants really, really clean, you know? And,
yeah.
And just, you know, friendly service, good, clean, just all the old-fashioned stuff,
yeah.
you know, that seems to be going by the wayside. I was in a... I won't destroy their name on the air, but I was in a restaurant. It was actually like a yogurt type place a couple of weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe how filthy the floor was.
Mm. Yeah.
It was filthy, rotten, dirty. In fact, you were with me, weren't you, Lexi?
I don't think so.
I thought you were with me. Maybe it was Marie. But anyway, I was beside myself. I thought, how in the hell can you even operate this place? Yes,
never
you were with me.
I was with you.
See, I did remember. right.
I remember.
And I just couldn't believe it. And so I'll go back to what I said. Anything worth doing is worth doing well or not at all. Yeah. And that in itself can be a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I've had to do all kinds of jobs. I'm glad I've had every experience because, you know, I bring it all to the table with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly can talk about so many different things, which is, I guess, how I ended up on talk radio. And I'm passionate about animals. I'm passionate about children being, about doing the right thing, working hard, playing hard, all those things that make for a good quality life and having a balance with a purpose with your work and your health. And the health is very much related to this.
It is. It is extremely related. If you think about the idea that if I'm doing a job that has true meaning for me, like your meaning is, hey, I'm serving someone else. I'm doing this to the best. It's an excellent experience, right? Mm-hmm. I always remember going to Bernadette's house when she has like even parties for food.
Uh-oh, what is she going to say?
I mean, you look around, her house is always spotless, right? And she's got like a gazillion cats. You know, normally you think, oh my God.
It seems like I've got 10 animals, 5 cats and 5 dogs and 20 fish.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh. See, look at this.
And only one cat prison though.
I brought in prison every one of those cats.
They go in and out. They get in and out. Okay.
But her house is always extremely clean. She's extremely inviting. And she's all about, I want everything about the experience you have here to be like, wow, this is a one of a kind. You just feel like it's home.
It could be the last meal you ever have.
It could be.
You never know.
I could die on my way home. You never know.
You never know. But all those little things matter. And not just in what napkin you pick or how you display the food, the quality and the ingredients. Yeah. It's about the whole experience. And that's kind of what you're talking about today is the intersection of work, health, and purpose in your life.
Absolutely, because those people, the individuals who have work that is satisfying, that has meaning to them, that's deeper than just a paycheck, they have less stress. Yeah. Think about the things that drive us when we're stressed, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about it all the time, cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. What happens to our heart? What happens to our skin? What happens to our brain in those situations? So clearly, being able to tie together the fact that what is purposeful for me, what's meaningful for me in life needs to come into what do I do for a living? Because I spend an inordinate amount of time there. If you think about how much money is spent on healthcare, one of the last statistics that came from about the U.S. healthcare system and what chief human resources officers spend found they spent $578.6 billion in the healthcare arena.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So that's not about dollars spent to proactively make sure, well, you don't get ill. Mm-hmm. These are dollars that are reactively spent, right?
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, you really want to have employers also who are much more focused on making it okay for people to be honest and truthful with you during an interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can self-select out if this is not going to be the right environment, right? So one of the things we do a lot of times as employers in an interview, don't tell me and I won't ask you, so then I can hire you and it'll be okay later. I might complain about you, but it's okay, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For example, you'll have someone who comes in and I have childcare, right? I'm going to need to leave work at certain times. I have things that are more important to me than just being here every minute of the day for you in your job, right? I'll work for a certain amount of time. Well, I don't want to hear anything during the interview about any conflicts you may have with your schedule to work here. Just make it sound like you're going to be here all the time, like at my beck and call. and that's a problem, right? You create an environment where applicants are not as transparent. They put forth what I call perfection, right? We always say you're perfect twice, when you're born and when you do your resume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about creating this intersection, which is beneficial both for our community and work, right? So us as individuals, as well as collectives, you have to have the employer focused as well on creating systems and processes that allow for true communication and connection from the point of the interview throughout the onboarding process and then your life in the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, it's your attitude. You know, it's that goofy old expression, and you know, you've heard it a million times. It's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. You've heard it before.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. You know, but it's so true, because no matter what you're doing, you have to be joyful about it, you know?
Absolutely.
Until you find something else that come along, because at the end of the day, you're gonna have to work pretty much your whole life.
Right.
And as you should, you're meant to work. It makes you feel good to work.
Yeah.
People that don't work that sit around and do nothing become mentally ill from it. They really do. Mm-hmm. We are meant to work.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a gentleman, Sean Acker, who's an author and a speaker, and he did a TED Talk, and mm-hmm. he was really talking about happiness and like you're saying, Rosalie, the intersection between happiness and your work environment and your mm-hmm. ability to be able to do your work and do it well mm-hmm. And do it actually with less... do it with excellence, but mm-hmm. less striving. Mm-hmm. Less, and for example, he was saying, you know, when you're happy, you know, you're more creative.
Absolutely.
You know? And, yeah. you know, you are, you know, you're focused more mm-hmm. and you're able to listen better and understand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of those things that, all the skill sets that we need to do a job in excellence and integrity are really the things that really... your outlook of your way, being happy mm-hmm. is so important for you to really excel in what you do. And you know, if it's not, you know, your dream job, then mm-hmm. you know, use that positive attitude to, you know, find a way to get to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Whistle while you work.
Absolutely.
Whistle while you work.
Absolutely.
You know the song?
I wish I could whistle.
I can't.
Yeah, I have trouble
actually, I can whistle, but I can't. I don't know if I can whistle that. I don't think I'm going to attempt whistling. I don't want to hurt anybody's ears. All right, but we've got more continuing on here. Great show. I've got Laura Richardson coming up. She's going to be talking about, we've changed.
The top 10 questions to ask before hiring
a divorce
attorney.
Yes. All right. For all of you going through that, sorry. Yes. But it's good to know.
It's going
to
be good information. Maybe it's going to be positive information.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Chanclaitas Beach Resort in beautiful Nicaragua is the perfect spot for a yoga, fitness, and adventure camp. Sunny, warm beaches surrounded by lush coconut trees. What better setting is there to get healthy, relax, and find your inner peace? When you join this yoga retreat, you also enjoy fresh, tropical, and plant-based meals with local Nicaraguan superfoods and Sun Warriors all-natural organic protein to nourish body and mind as you take advantage of the stunning environment, daily yoga, meditation, and exciting fitness excursions. This special event, May 6th through the 13th, set in the midst of a tropical paradise with authentic Nicaraguan flair, will fill up fast. Act now before it sells out. Learn more at sunwarrior.com or gracevanburkham.com.
At the reception, a glass of wine in her hand.
I love this song.
I yes. knew she was gonna meet.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Wild Radio. What is that? You sped it up till the end. Oh my gosh.
It skipped.
Mick Jagger. Did it skip? Huh. Did you do that?
See, that's what happens. You're stroking me. Playing records.
Yeah, music. That's a great song. Mick Jagger. He wrote so many good. They all. Yeah, they
you
wrote.
Can't always
that.
Get what you want.
You can't always
especially
get.
Especially in this next segment.
Yeah, absolutely. all right. Welcome back to One Life Radio, you guys. I hope you're ready for this. We're going to be talking about top 10 questions to ask before hiring a divorce attorney with Laura Richardson. And there you go. Okay, I misplaced your bio for a minute. So Laura is a life coach. She's a family law attorney and a certified advanced mediator. Laura has been practicing family law in Texas for the last 13 years, and she has been licensed as an attorney in New York State for the past 22 years. We're going to be talking about top 10 questions to ask before hiring a divorce attorney. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So let's start here.
Yeah. So let's just make sure that people understand what we talk about. Sometimes you say divorce attorney. Sometimes some people say family law attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just let folks know.
What is the difference?
Well, it family law encompasses more things. So
okay.
Say, for example, it encompasses divorce, custody, child support, and also the fun part, adoption. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it, so it talks
well,
about
divorce is big
things.
Business. I would imagine that you could focus on just divorce and have plenty of cases here in Texas.
Absolutely. Well, yes. Yeah, absolutely could. And so just to give kind of clarity on that issue, and so some of the top 10 questions to ask an attorney when you're looking for, when you're kind of considering, you're not quite sure, you know, what you should be looking for. You've never done this before, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
People are scared, and, you know, they feel like a lot is at stake, and so they don't want to make a mistake to, you know, get engaged with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
So number one question to ask, do you specialize in divorces, or are divorce a part of your practice? How long have you been practicing? You know, kind of get an idea. And in Texas, you can also get board certified in specialization in a particular area of law. And you can do that in family law here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also an excellent question to ask, you know, if that's really something that you that's important to you. Some people, they may have a lot of assets to divide, a lot of complicated retirement vehicles, all those things that kind of go into your case, and you want to make sure that the person that you're sitting across from, make sure that they have that type of experience and knowledge and expertise and specialization.
I have a great question that
yes.
just came to my mind, because you practice law in New York and in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Are divorces better in Texas or in New York?
Okay, I will tell
you. Are there any major differences between getting a divorce in New York and in Texas?
There is. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. I would say that there's a lot more congestion in the court system in New York.
Okay.
And so it's harder, you know, your case goes on longer, so that's mm-hmm. more stressful for people.
Well, and in some states, you can't even get a divorce until you've gone through counseling first. Isn't that in Oklahoma and some other states,
yes,
I'm thinking?
Yeah, some, like, example, in Texas, a lot of times you will, if you have kids, you have to go through a course called Kids First,
okay.
Which kind of talks about co-parenting mm-hmm. and what life looks like after divorce, and do it from a kid's perspective. So that type of counseling.
I actually have a friend in Oklahoma. Her name's Kim, and mm-hmm. She had to divorce her first husband twice because she slept with him between that year that they were getting a divorce, and
okay.
she.
Some states look at that as continuing the marriage relationship.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
So, yeah. And
she had to go through the whole thing all over again.
Well, you know, before.
That was expensive.
That could be tricky.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, because I wanted to get through all these all these questions, but what if you don't have much money? One of the two, you know.
That's an excellent question.
I mean, do you get what you pay for, don't you?
Or
should
you
go, you know, go for the inexperienced, because you never know if you might have a diamond in the rough there in a divorce attorney, correct?
I think it depends upon who you're divorcing, too. I mean,
yes.
if you're a gold digger and you're divorcing, you're not looking for, like, a family law attorney. You're looking for, like, the hammer or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're looking for someone's going for the jugular.
Yeah.
But just really quickly, you know, educate yourself as much as you can. There's lots of good resources. There's lots of even resources for people who don't have a whole lot of money.
Right. We were going to do a show on that next time on what to do if you don't have the money for an attorney, what you can do to divorce your, get to do the 1, 2, 3.
Yes, yes. The law librarian at the courthouse is going to be your best friend if you don't have a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Use them as a resource. They're wonderful.
Good tip.
Ask this question number two, what is your strategy for the case? A lot of time is, what is their philosophy in practicing law? Kind of get a sense of that. You can get a good sense of that from their website. Mm-hmm. What's their tagline?
Do attorneys have taglines now?
Yes, some do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely have taglines.
They brand themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the hammer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
like
they brand
hammer.
Themselves. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's your tagline?
Oh, my tagline is just, integrity. Just, do your case with integrity.
Oh, and I like that.
Yes. Very nice.
Number three, how long will it take to return phone calls? That's very, very important. Actually, that is one of the number one complaints and grievances against attorneys because they don't return phone calls.
Really?
And that's not good.
Because they don't have the timer with them. So they want you to call them at the office because it's all billable.
Every second.
Yeah, okay.
So for some, that's an issue. I'm not saying for all attorneys, but for some, that's an issue. I have a policy that, you'll get a phone call within, 24 hours.
Nice.
If you email me or some people are allowed to text, not everybody, but some people are allowed to text. So, I usually have that 24-hour policy so they know what to expect. You set those guidelines and that's what really keeps things clear and good understanding and a good working relationship.
So what are some of the other things that we're going to number four. Okay, here. Will anyone else in your office be working on my case?
Yes, to know whether you have a paralegal available to you, all those types of things. Who's actually going to be looking at, at my documents? Who's going to be drafting my documents? Is the attorney, make sure that there's good oversight, from the paralegal, and make sure that the attorney is signing off on everything and make sure
that
is correct.
And that is so critical.
Yes, absolutely.
So you could lose your
you don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How will you charge me to know, in what increments are you billing them? Sometimes it's a quarter of an hour every 15 minutes. Sometimes it's every 6 minutes. So that's important question to ask when you're interviewing an attorney, and to know how often. The larger law firms, they bill you twice a month, and it's like,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, me, I'm just once a month. You get the bad news once a month. It's not and a lot of times too, a lot of things, small things, it's no charge. A lot of people are just every single second. I'm like, if you email me for one little quick question, I'm not going to charge you for that. So it goes back to philosophy and how you what your outlook is for practicing. What is the cost? Make sure you know the hourly rate. Mm-hmm. That's very important. No surprises there.
Can you ask for an estimate or a guesstimate? Before you begin get some sort of idea.
You can, but a lot of times you just need to make sure because you can't control the other side, and so sometimes they can drive up costs. And so you always preface it. You say, if everything is goes through fairly smoothly, it could be X. But if we have a lot of stonewalling and all this other muckety muck, then it could be as high as Y or even beyond that.
I think it'd be great to do a segment on what not to do.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was the question, what's the estimated total cost? And a lot of times too, it's not a lot of, work, a lot of other moving parts to your case. You may have a child, you may have a small home, not a whole lot of, difficult retirement assets to divide. Then it's a lot easier to give a more accurate estimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I said, when you have a lot of moving parts, it's a little more difficult.
Well, and I'd like to say you should consider the children.
Absolutely.
You got to consider the children. They're going through all of it right with you and behind the scenes too. It's just can be so destructive. You really have to consider the children.
Well, this might be somewhat ignorant, but should a female go with a female attorney and a male go with a female attorney? serious, kind of like that, kind of mind game.
To be honest, sometimes, the philosophy of it, kind of goes into that. You kind of say, you may try to pick, maybe this attorney will appeal better or work better or be more effective with my soon-to-be ex. Mm. And so, yeah, some people actually do that. Some people are some gender specific.
The games that people play.
Yeah,
wow.
Sometimes, yeah, it's sometimes that goes into it.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you so much
Absolutely.
For, you know, coming in today and talking about this. Rosalie, always love having you in studio. Can't wait to talk about things next week with you girls. And everyone out there, I hope you enjoy the show. We always enjoy doing it. A shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, the ISSN, and Dr. Lynn Roberts. So you know what, everyone? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.